Greg Trooper here. I've had a chance to listen to Greg's music over the years through Sing Out and other sources and his own albums. And he's just one of the country's most gifted songwriters. And it's so fortunate that we have him here today. We'll get to know him as well as get to know his music. This is Greg Trooper.
Come lay beside me here beneath the leaves on the hill that lies outside this river town. My shoulder waits for you to take your rest and let the storm inside you settle down. No more will you depend on darkened skies, perfecting once again the art of fear. My heart has got you lined up in its sights, so take my hand, babe, let's get out of here. I met you in the land of no forgiveness, fighting in the wars that do not yield. I'll bet you never dreamed that you might witness light reflecting off your sword and shield. I hope you know together we will ride forever through this maze of thorns and tears. Not once will I ever leave your side? So, babe, decide to let the dark clouds disappear. I met you in the land of no forgiveness, fighting in the wars that do not yield. I'll bet you never dreamed that you might witness light reflecting off your sword and shield. So come lay beside me here beneath the leaves on the hill that lies outside this river town. My shoulder waits for you to take your rest and let the storm inside you settle down. And let the storm inside you settle down.
It's a nice song. That's Greg Trooper here at SLB. Tell me about that song.
It's called The Land of No Forgiveness. It's it's just a song, Macy, about struggling with internal issues, I guess, you know, and trying to help one, you know, get through them.
That's also featured on the latest recording that Greg has out, which is called Incident on Willow Street. Who did the art for this?
A woman named Sue Kovacs designed it, and the painter, I forget the painter's name, he's in the credits, but Sue did she designed it, and she did quite a great job. It's really the best looking record I ever made.
Yeah, it's got sort of kind of a Hopper painting feel to it, an Edward Hopper painting. And the painter is George Garcia is the painter. And it's a nice album just out. Oh, yeah, Lucy Wainwright is on here doing vocals, too.
She sings harmonies on that particular song, actually.
Which is great. Tell me, you know, Greg, I know you're traveling quite a bit, right?
It's constant.
Yeah, is your home base New York?
Yeah, I'm living in Brooklyn now.
Okay, and you've seen lots of changes in Brooklyn lately.
I have. Brooklyn's the promised land, apparently. it better be. It costs enough to live there.
When did you start doing this?
Oh, I did this. I started 100 years ago, you know. Just out of high school, really, and you know.
So the folk scare kind of got you, or
Yeah, like back in the 70s, I kind of got bit by the acoustic music bug, and before that, as a kid, I was just listening to really what was on the radio, which, and growing up, it was soul music and English Invasion, you know, which is, you know, really, really just Delta blues interpreted by English rock and roll guys, you know. So it was a great time to, it was a very rich time to grow up listening to what was on the mainstream radio, you know. And there's a lot to gain from that.
I think about that a lot, mm-hmm. and because I think we're probably about the same age. And part of me, you know, was this some sort of Renaissance area where you had these a pretty wide range of stuff on stations that drew a very wide-ranging audience, because you didn't have a lot of niche formats like we do now. So, I mean, I always, the example I like to give is I can remember when a song by Louis Armstrong was in the top 10, you know, to a record by the Bee Gees, next to a record by James Taylor.
Right, and exactly.
That isn't going to happen on one station.
No, it's things change, things evolve. But I think we were just lucky. I really do to come up when we did, you know.
When you see, I guess, I notice kids becoming, and I mean teens and younger, developing some really great lyrics these days. Sometimes it's hip-hop, sometimes it's folk songs, but it is nice to see a real depth of thought and a lot of music coming
out. I think there's a lot of lyric-based music out there now, you know, and I do appreciate that as well.
Now, you started the travel pretty early on. I mean, I know I think of you as almost constantly on the road.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's like it never seems to be, except when I go to Europe, it never seems to be a proper tour. When I go to Europe, it's a proper, like, I'm there for a month and a half and I'm on tour. But home, I'm just kind of out for 3 days, back home for 4 days, out for 4 days, back home for, you know, another 3 days, out for a week, back home for 2 weeks. You know what I mean? It's just kind of a constant thing that's back and forth, you know?
It's interesting to look at it that way. Yeah. Maybe that's a good thing. It's almost like spokes coming out of a wheel back and back and back and back, as opposed to a circuit.
I think it's the nature of my market and my reach. You know, I mean, if I was, if my record was selling, you know, a million copies, then there would be a bigger machine rolling me across the country. Yeah. You know, but on the, when you're making records independently, you're constantly, you know, back and forth out there pushing your music.
And I'm trying to think, I know you've had at least a dozen albums.
A dozen, exactly. I've done 12 records.
Yeah, I was checking our files this morning, and I think a lot of people would probably be surprised at what, you know, the life of a touring folk musician is like. Now, last night it was Harmony. Where are you playing tonight?
I'm not playing anywhere tonight. I go back to the East Coast, and I'm in New Jersey, Asbury Park, New Jersey, on Wednesday.
Gosh, I haven't been to Asbury Park in ages.
Yeah. It's a great little rock and roll club that they still have these acoustic nights called The Saint. It's a great place to play.
That sounds good. If you're just joining us, this is Greg Trooper. Thank you for being here to listen to Greg, and thanks to him for being here. It's 27 after 11. What would you like to do next?
Oh, you know.
That's right. We're playing.
I hadn't even thought about it. Let's see.
I don't want to catch you off guard.
No, that's fine. I distract easy. No. I'm gonna do some more off the new record. This one, this is Albert Einstein once said, there's two ways you can live your life. He said, one way is nothing is a miracle. He said, the other way you can live your life is everything's a miracle. So this is called Everything's a Miracle. Here I am. Here I am alone again. That's precisely how I want it to be. Up at the crack of dawn, I've got so much going on. There's no room for anyone, anyone but me. You know I'm never late. Yeah, I'll make no one wait. I've got a job to do, and I'll do it the best that I can. She was different than me, a different philosophy. Now I'm free to be the man I'm so sure I am. We once walk through thunder and lightning, and we once sang a simple harmony. And I said, babe, oh my child, those are not miracles. But she said, everything's a miracle. My car is clean, it runs like a dream machine. And my health is good, I watch what I eat and drink. I got a point of view, yeah, you know she does too. And between us two, we couldn't be more out of sync. We walked through the heat of the city till the sun finally set and let us be. And I said, babe, oh my child, that's not a miracle. But she said, everything's a miracle. She loved holding hands. She loved certain hard rock bands. She loved that mean old man who lived just across the street. I had to cut her loose, 'cause I was feeling seduced into thinking this world is filled with magic and mystery. She once caught the eyes of a stranger, and they smiled as they passed in the street. And I said, babe, oh my child, that's not a miracle. But she said, everything's a miracle. Everything's a miracle. Everything's a miracle to me.
Greg Trooper, it's a nice song. Yeah, we try to get every note to... That's a beautiful song, and I'm glad. I actually don't recall that Einstein quote, and I'm glad you mentioned that. That's actually kind of a neat way of looking at the world.
Yeah, I thought it was great coming from him. I really liked that because it wasn't he was our greatest scientist. You know, it was a great quote. I thought.
Yeah. Do you have a rough sense of how many songs you've written?
Oh, my God. Not really. You know, because I've written so many that I throw out, and then, or keep for a while and then dump, and then I haven't hundreds.
and you, as you're listening, you might, and forgive me for asking you to sort of toot your own horn, but maybe the name Greg Trooper is new to you, maybe not, but Greg is the songwriter behind songs recorded by a lot of people whose names you may know better than his. Who are some of the folks that have recorded?
Recognizable names, Vince Gill, country artist, he recorded one. Steve Earle's recorded one. Billy Bragg, a British singer-songwriter, he's recorded one of mine. Maura O'Connell, Irish singer.
Yeah.
There's Lucy Kaplansky, great singer-songwriter. Most of them don't need my songs. They're all great songwriters themselves. So I'm just – it's pretty flattering, really.
And that's what I was going to say is all of those folks indeed are pretty good songwriters.
Yeah, I really don't know why they chose my songs, but I'm not going to complain.
No, it's great to be able to do that. What's your writing process? Do you find yourself, bubbling over with ideas still? Or I'm just sort of curious. What everybody's different.
Well, I'm always looking for something. I think songwriters aren't different from anybody who's. Whatever it is that you choose to do and endeavor to do, once you decide I'm a songwriter, then all of a sudden everything's out there. You're kind of always looking for something. So you're kind of always, if you're looking at a movie, if you're reading a book, if you're reading the paper, if you're having a conversation, your antennas are always up, to catch something that might, that might inspire a song, So I think that's kind of the key. It's kind of the key to anything. I mean, even if you're a plumber, you're always looking at the plumbing in your friend's house. You're always noticing, they got that going on there.
Well, the idea of being present, right, or of getting to the point where you can really be a good observer and take it all in, which takes a while because you got to sort of let go of a bunch of barriers or. Maybe not try so hard sometimes.
The great songwriter Townes Van Zandt, he said it was like hunting butterflies. he said you always had to have your net out just in case one flew by,
Yeah, in case one flies in the net.
You got to make sure you got it out, otherwise you'll miss it,
That's a good – I haven't heard that one. Yeah. That's a very good analogy. I think the other thing, too, in addition to being capable or antenna is a great analogy, is keeping track of those things once they come to you, making sure that, I had about, and I've been doing this long enough that this shouldn't be happening, but, there were about half a dozen things that I read in newspapers this week that I thought were just kind of curious to talk about. And I think I said, I'll remember this. I don't need to write this down. I'll remember this. And sure enough, last night I'm scratching my head thinking, what was that again? And that's got to be hard as a songwriter. You got to probably capture that moment immediately, I would think.
Yeah, it's, that's a challenge, remembering everything. And it gets... The older one gets, the bigger a challenge it is. But back in the day, I always had a Walkman with me. And then I had a digital recorder. And then I had a mini tape recorder, then a digital recorder. Now we all have these phones that you can just like hit record on and talk into and let you give a melody idea or you give a lyric idea and you can throw it on there. And of course, now my phone's filled with these ideas that I never even bother to go back to or use.
I've got a lot of – it's the electronic equivalent of all these little you put these little pieces of paper inside your pocket and then you eventually find them. At least the phone doesn't end up in the washing machine. Yeah. you're listening to Greg Trooper. He's got a new album, which is called Incident – on Willow Street, and you can find it if you go to gregtrooper.com. He was out at the Bottle Brush Gallery last night. If you're listening online or maybe getting ready to go to the shore from Pittsburgh, he'll be at Asbury Park on Wednesday. I'm sure eager to hear another song. What would you like to play next?
It's also available. You can always get it on iTunes, too. You can download it. All those places, even record stores, can get it for you.
Everywhere where fine records are available. What's a record store again?
Yeah, I know.
There's still some great ones out there, actually.
There are. The greatest ones are surviving. Not that the others. Well, that's not so true. There are great ones that just couldn't make it. But
there
are a few left.
Yeah, there's still a few left. Pittsburgh's got a few good ones, too.
This is a song called All the Way to Amsterdam. And it's I was doing a gig in the Netherlands, just about 25 miles outside of Amsterdam. And this guy, it's a beautiful place. It was actually a museum. And I'm looking out over this, out this picture window, looking out over a canal. It's beautiful. This guy comes up to me and says, "Greg, you know, when these canals used to freeze, we used to skate all the way to Amsterdam from here." And I went, "Oh, how cool is that?" And that, we're talking about the songwriting process, that line, "all the way to Amsterdam," kind of lived in my head for a long time. And so I finally came up with a song idea, but the song is about a little girl in the plains of Texas who reads these children's books about kids skating in Holland, you know, and it's a fantasy and it's unimaginable to her, you know, it's just a beautiful fantasy, but she reads them at night and hopes that she can escape her alcoholic father. Aren't you glad you had me on the radio today?
No, you're fine. I'm thinking about you. Had me thinking about the because I've been to Amsterdam and thinking about the idea of skating on canals, but also Hans Brinker.
You know, all that stuff. You know?
There are many of those children's books, and there's lots of kids that dream about different situations. And
I promise that this song has a. It has a hopeful ending. I hope it's meaningful.
I have no concerns whatsoever.
It's called All the Way to Amsterdam.
She dreams about it every night. She sets us.
Oh, sorry. Started singing the last verse. Here we go.
She dreams about it every night. She knows just how it's going to feel. Flying down canals of ice on skates of bright and shining steel. She keeps a book beneath her bed, a flashlight there and no one knows. Looks at pictures from the Netherland of children skating through the fall. Then the morning comes like a beating drum. Her father pounds upon the door. Her brother cries outside. Her mother's petrified. So drunk he stumbles to the floor. The sun burns like a welding torch. Can't escape it on the Texas plain. And the old man stands there on the porch. Tells her never look at me that way. But the world will quiet down and she'll feel safe and sound. Alone and curled up in her room. Off to the winter land, flashlight and book in hand, where her reality resumes. She dreams about it every night. She sets her sights and makes her plans. One day she'll lace her skates up tight and skate all the way to Amsterdam. One day she'll lace her skates. up tight and skied all the way to Amsterdam. Skied all the way to Amsterdam. She'll skied all the way to
That is a heck of a song.
Thanks, Larry.
It's a great song. One thing I'm noticing, not to get too technical or anything, but I really like the rhythms the songs you're playing. The one, I think it was Everything's a Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
It almost seemed like it was in 6/8.
It was in 6/8 time.
I thought
there
so.
There you go.
You may be the only person in this genre that I know of that's written the song at 6/8.
There's every soul record in the 60s had at least one song, usually than that, that was in 6/8.
It's rare that somebody will come in with a guitar and play at 6/8. It's funny. I was tapping my finger to it, and I'm thinking, it's fun I can tell that you're really – choosing, and everybody does, but it just seems such a natural blend of just really intricate, well-chosen musical parts
to go with the
words you're putting together. Do they come together to you? I mean, that's kind of a trite question for songwriters, but
legitimate question, though. I get asked that a lot, and there's no real formula that I follow, and I'd imagine most songwriters would say the same thing. It's there's no real formula. Sometimes it's born from a line that you read or see or think about, or it's I think for me it's the music usually starts first, and that kind of dredges up something in the back of my mind that I've been thinking about or looking for, but it comes in different ways, because everything, even words and sentences, they all have a rhythm to them. So sometimes that in itself, all the way to Amsterdam, it has a rhythm to it.
Yep, absolutely.
And it kind of leads into something,
All the way to Amsterdam, the little bit of alliteration, mm-hmm. and just the, it makes a. That's one reason the show's the Saturday Light Brigade, and for a lot of reasons. But one is da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It kind of sounds, like a morning wake-up sort of thing.
Right.
As you've gotten older, are you finding I guess a couple questions. Is one just the kinds of songs you're writing, but also as you look back on your own personal experience, are you finding that sometimes things are trickling out of your head from ages ago that you didn't even know were in there? I'm saying that partly, just full disclosure, because I'm discovering that as I get older.
I got bad news for you. That's the early onset Alzheimer's indication. we remember the distant past more than we remember the short term memories going. in all seriousness, I do sometimes things like that. It's true, I can't remember how to get out of my, parking spot sometimes, but I can, but things from eons ago will occur to me, so it's funny.
Yeah. And it's not, I think we're also busy in the human condition these days also as a cause of sometimes the inability to remember the simplest things
right
in front of us. But I'm amazed, it's almost like somebody must have moved a little piece of, tissue in my brain or something, and something came, kerplunking down, and it's like, remember that.
And
for a songwriter that's been, you've been writing for 30 plus years,
it's
got to be pretty interesting for songs of experience to suddenly come out differently. Plus, your own perspective changes too.
Yeah, I find I write, reality based fiction for the most part, because when I try to dredge up my own experiences, it becomes like, ooh, it's just, I can, you know, writing about myself, it's just not that exciting. I got to make up some characters, you know, it's like, otherwise it'd be boring.
No, you want to think about your audience, and a little bit of that could go a long way, mm-hmm. too. But if you're just joining us, this is Greg Trooper. Thank you for tuning in. It's Mother's Day weekend, and there's a lot going on this weekend, so I'm glad you're able to be by the radio. You can learn more about him at his website, gregtrooper.com, both names spelled the usual way, gregtrooper.com. His songs and CDs are available in all the ways you typically acquire music digitally or through physical copies. And probably have time for a couple more, I think. One or two. I don't. Mm-hmm. Whatever you feel most comfortable with. It's just great to have you here.
This is off my last record called Upside Downtown, and it was actually the song was really inspired, very loosely based on a Cormac McCarthy book that I had read called Sutri, and it's you know, I don't pretend to write with the depth that guy writes with, you know, but it was, I read it and it kind of, I loved this character, so I kind of based it on that. This is called They Call Me Hank. Oh, and I got the other one on my mind. Hang on one second.
Okay, well, let's go back and talk about your eighth birthday, which I know you remember with perfect clarity.
Oh, my God.
That's okay. It's early in the morning.
Give me one second.
Sure. You know, as he's doing that, in all seriousness, I want to take a moment and thank all of our guests from this morning because I want to be sure we get a chance to, and we had quite a few of them. Thanks to Donna Bauer previewing the Venture Outdoors Festival, which is a week from today. Bob Mulvihill, nice to have our buddy Bob on from the National Aviary Eagles of the World is next weekend. Karen Clark with Pittsburgh Organization for Women in Early Recovery, nice to learn about the work she's doing. Our pianists from the Center for Young Musicians and students from Carson Middle School, Schaefer School, my alma mater, Shaler Area Middle School, and Keystone Oaks, all Fairchild Challenge honorees for their environmental action projects. Thanks for being here today. And also thanks to Greg Trooper for being here today. We've wound him up again. We've got his key. We wound him down.
Unbelievable. All right. Woke up in the sand with my head about to burst. My mouth was so damn dry, I thought I'd already died of thirst. By the time I made it to my knees, the sun was in the west. Another day at the office, I guess. By the time the dark overtook the sun, I made it to the bench where I met up with the one who somehow made some money that paid for last night's drink. He said, "You need a shower, man, you stink." Waited for the wrecking crew. They showed up in good time. We sat along the bench, needing food and drinking wine. Man, this stuff smells like vinegar. I said and then I drank. My name is Bill, but they call me Hank. They call me Hank. I live by the river. I fish for whatever I can sell. They call me Hank. I live by the river. I fish for whatever I can sell. They call me Hank. I got up to leave and
said I'm going home to sleep. But on my way I stopped into the bar on Morgan Street. It's the last bar in town that lets me in the door. And to be honest with you, I don't know what for. I guess they know that sometimes I'll pay part of my bill if I sell a catfish to the store on Sutter's Hill. I'll bring them what I can, and they serve me up a beer, and they ask me, Hank, how'd you end up here? I tell them it was easy, you're right on my way home. They laugh and say they know more about me than I let on. They know I had a wife and a son who lost his way, and they know I turned up just about that day. They call me Hank. I live by the river. I fish for whatever I can sell. They call me Hank. I live by the river. I fish for whatever I can sell. They call me Hank. My home's not much to look at, but it holds all that I need. A bed with some old sleeping bag I found last Christmas Eve. A rocking chair, a table, a spoon, a plate, a bowl, and of course, a trusty fishing pole. The finest thing I own is my little wooden boat. It keeps my mind from wandering, it keeps my life afloat. It brings me down the river where the biggest catfish lay, and it also keeps my memories at bay. They call me Hank. I live by the river. I fish for whatever I can sell. They call me Hank. I live by the river. I fish for whatever I can sell. They call me Hank.
Greg Trooper, that was worth waiting for. That's a great song. That's, we have about 4 minutes of radio time left, okay, which may be too short to do. I'm not sure. It may be too short to do another song.
I can do one, and you can fade it out if it goes.
Yeah,
too long.
Let's. I want to thank you for being here. You really are one of the best storytelling songwriters I think I've ever heard. That song was incredible.
There's so much
going on in all the songs you've played today. Let me not use any more of that 4 minutes or so. Thank you for being here.
Thanks a million.
Thank you for being here for the Saturday Light Brigade today. Look for Greg at gregtrooper.com, and thanks.
You bet.
Tell me what you want, baby. Tell me what you crave. I'll be your lord and master, your joker or your slave. This I do. Yeah, this I do. Well, I'd lay flat across the tracks for you. This I do. Now, if you don't like my peaches, 'cause you don't know where they're grown, I walk all the way to Georgia just to bring one home to you. This I do. Yeah, this I do. Well, I'd walk all the way to Georgia for you. This I do.
you want me just to spite someone who's done you wrong? If it's games like that you like, count on me to play along. And if you need ignition to set your woods on fire, I'm the man for the mission. I can light up those desires when I go to meet my maker. And she says I've got to choose. Give the girl the rhythm, I'll take the blues. This I do. Oh, this I do. You take the rhythm, I'll take the blues. This I do. Someone has done you wrong. If it's games like that you like, count on me to play along. And if you need ignition to set your woods on fire, I'm the man for the mission. I can light up those desires. I'll keep any secret, I'll tell any lie. I'd rob a bank, walk the plank, I'd even say goodbye to you. This I do. This I do. You know I'd even say goodbye to you. This I do. If you wanna say goodbye to you, this I do.